The crisis we are currently facing, the so-called financial crisis, is rather a systemic crisis. It is the unavoidable consequence of an economic system which ever since has been striving for the accelerated growth in the rates of profit by the means of unlimited accumulation of capital. Against the background of the current crisis, we of course need a reform of the current financial system in the first place. But beyond that, we need some more fundamental reforms in the direction of a new international financial architecture. The international financial markets, against the background of liberalization and deregulation, have since long taken on a life of their own. They're dominating the real economy, so to say. We need to introduce reforms which redirect the financial markets in such a sense that they are servicing the real economy rather than dominating the real economy. Of course, there are many, many elements which already have proven in economic history to be working and which could easily be introduced. One of the crucial problems of the current international financial system are the monetary markets. And in this regard, the European monetary system, for example, which was based on fixed exchange rates, has proven to be much more effective and much more sensitive to the developments of national economies. I would say that one of the most crucial reforms would be the reform of the current monetary system in the direction of what we call Bretton Woods II. Wouldn't be that much of a problem to reintroduce these fixed exchange rate mechanisms. Maybe not at a global scale, but to me it seems an imperative to have monetary systems with fixed exchange rates on all the continents. This would provide a much more stable environment for the real economy, and in combination with the introduction of the so-called Tobin tax, which aims at curbing speculative transactions in monetary flows, this would really be a huge step forward. Another element of such crucial reforms would be to counter the effects of the so-called shareholder value economy. This is a concept according to which only the interests of the shareholders of transnational companies are to be taken into account as regards the decisions taken at the level of companies. All what matters is profits in the short term. This would have to be reversed by introducing, for example, taxes on the stock markets, which would curb the speculative transactions that in our times now dominate the international stock markets. I think the current crisis provides an opportunity in as much as even the companies and the shareholders and also the national governments have come to understand that the things as they are working right now unavoidably produce crisis and economic depression.